In 1982, the unthinkable happened on a British Airways flight. As the jumbo jet cruised at 37,000 feet, one by one, all four engines failed after it flew through a cloud of volcanic ash, which emanated from an Indonesian volcano about 100 miles from Jakarta, Indonesia's capital. For 15 minutes, the pilots did everything they could to restart the powerless engines. Gliding, the plane descended about 24,000 feet. The pilot explained to the almost 250 passengers what had happened. Many of them wrote notes to loved ones, expecting their lives were about to end. The crew of the aircraft remained remarkably calm, and the captain, Eric Moody, did everything he could to save the lives of all on board. When the plane was at 13,000 feet, he successfully restarted the engines, although not all of them remained operational as the aircraft flew to Jakarta to land. The captain of that British Airways flight, along with his crew, saved the lives of those on board. You know, in Hebrews chapter 2, Jesus is referred to as the captain of our salvation. Jesus has done absolutely everything necessary to secure your eternal life. Here we are on this dangerous little dot of a planet where for thousands of years, forces of spiritual darkness have been scheming to separate you from eternity. Who do you trust when the world is plunging, when society is spinning out of control, when human selfishness and weakness are at their most self-destructive? Hebrews 5:9 calls Jesus the author of eternal salvation. That's what he is. If you're confronted by challenges, if it seems you're in free fall, trust the author and the captain of your salvation. Jesus will get you safely home. And here's one for you. The Strong's Concordance number of the word translated in Hebrews as captain is 747. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.